analysis. Log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have a special guest, Dr. Betty Martini, and Betty has been on the front lines of the battle to expose the fact that they're poisoning the American people with aspartame. They've been doing it for many years. They know it's a deadly poison. Now, it is so difficult for the average American to understand or to believe that the Federal Drug Administration, of which is supposedly there to protect the American people, is actually involved in poisoning them. I mean, there's all sorts of examples recently. There's been this alternative that's come up to smoking, these electronic cigarettes, which give you the nicotine, but it doesn't give you the tars that produces the cancer. So the FDA is opposing that and doing everything they can to prevent it. Why? Because tobacco kills so many people. It's such an effective killer. It produces all sorts of cancers, not just cancer in the lung. They know that. I mean, 400,000 people or more die every year of the effects of tobacco, and that's why they don't outlaw it. That's why they don't take it off the market. And the last thing you want is a logical alternative. And certainly we could go into many of the other things that are going on today. Certainly we're not only being poisoned with aspartame, but the bisphenols, with Lion's Arcans. It's the plastic in baby bottles, and especially when you warm it up, why, of course, it changes the endocrine structure of the child, especially the boys. We wonder why so many boys are feminized. Some of the phthalates that they put in the plastics, certainly the chemicals, the pesticides, the mercury they put in the vaccines, the aluminum they put in the vaccines, the fluoride they put in the drinking water, the genetically modified food. We are under attack constantly, and yet the average American doesn't understand. They don't even think or put two and two together. Why do you think that the people who want population control, we're talking about Bill Gates, we're talking about the Rockefeller Foundation, we're talking about Monsanto that makes a genetically modified food, why did they put in the Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle where they have good seeds that will be there when they start in all over again after the coming collapse of our farming and the destruction of most of our population? They really openly talk about wanting to kill off most of the people in the world, and we just don't pay any attention to the fact that they put the aspartame, which is a poison, they put it into all of the baby products, so many of the baby products, the chewing gum used by our children, certainly its flavoring and the vitamins and other things that the children take. They put it in so many of the proprietary things or the food products that you buy, and they lie about it because they change the name and they call it, certainly natural flavoring or hydrolyzed protein, or they have all sorts of names to conceal it so you won't know. But the thing is, the people in government know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what you're doing, and your job is to help us get the information out. Betty Martini's been at this, 19 years, Betty?
Yes, 19 years.
Why don't you tell our listeners, we are making progress. At least some people are learning what NutraSweet and these other things are, aren't they?
Yes, we are making progress. My goodness, today we're in 40 nations of the world, and the whole idea of this was to save lives, because we know that, you know, we're fighting billion-dollar companies, and it would be difficult to get it off the market, although we've been trying all these years. But the fact is that we've gotten the information all over the world, to the extent that Ajinomoto has now changed the name of aspartame to AminoSweet. And they're hoping, you know, for two things, is to get away from the methanol, because it's the methanol that actually sweetens aspartame, so this is very deceiving. And also to get rid of the history of deception and fraud that is all over the internet and in records of how the FDA tried to indict them for fraud and Don Rumsfeld's part in getting it on the market after the FDA revoked the petition for approval.
And basically, they know what they're doing. They're poisoning the children. And you've got to be awfully evil to want to poison and damage children. They put it into our diet drinks. Why? Well, haven't you ever noticed that so many fat people drink diet drinks? Well, that's because of the diet drinks. The aspartame produces pathological obesity. And we keep hearing all these advertisements, oh, isn't it terrible? The American people are getting so fat. Well, they're getting fat in large part, or at least in part, because aspartame produces pathological obesity. They even give it to animals to fatten them up before they kill them, because they'll be fatter that way. This is well known. So why doesn't everybody know about it? Why doesn't 60 Minutes? Has 60 Minutes ever covered this, Betty?
Pardon?
Has 60 Minutes or 2020 or any of our major so-called news programs covered this issue?
Yes, 60 Minutes did quite an expose on it in 1996 when Dr. Olney made world news, about the aspartame brain tumor connection. And this was seen around the world. So, and it was a big help. Actually, they exposed more of it in Australia than they did in America, but it got the facts out, you know, that the molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, and it's a brain tumor agent, and how the rats develop brain tumors, and original studies, and how the company actually excised those tumors, put the rats back in the study, and when they died, they resurrected them on paper.
Then they called it science, ladies and gentlemen. You can't trust the science because you can't trust the scientists, because we have no concept of right and wrong. It's just whoever can end up with the most toys wins. And unfortunately, we have an immoral society here. Even the scientists and the testing to see if this product is safe, and they give it to rats and they develop brain tumors. So they excise the brain tumors and then they put the rats back into the study. And they say, see, they perfectly all right. So you cannot believe the scientific studies, especially if they come out of the government, because people here get paid off for actually doing major damage to the American people. So, but basically, Betty's tried to get this, through state legislators. They tried certainly in Hawaii and, what was it, New Mexico?
Yes, in New Mexico and Hawaii. And I'll tell you something else the manufacturers do is they rebut. You know, everything that is out, and Michael Freeman with the FDA was on 60 Minutes, and I'd sent him a lot of material on the brain tumors, and of course he was the standing FDA commissioner, and he knew all about it to begin with, and so when he was on 60 Minutes, he tried to say that there were, that it did not cause brain tumors.
Hold that thought, Betty. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is with me is Betty Martini. And Betty, you were telling us about Mr. Freeman, who was the FDA commissioner. What was that all about?
Well, after he tried to say that it didn't cause brain tumors, which their own FDA records show that it did, and was one of the reasons they revoked the petition for approval. And so I wrote him, and I says, well, Michael, tell me, when do you get your reward? I mean, you don't need a revolving door anymore. Why don't you just build a bridge to take up the traffic? Well, anyway, you know, about 5 years later, sure enough, they hired Dr. Freeman as vice president of CERL for $500,000. So that was his reward, and that's what we have to put up with.
And ladies and gentlemen, there should be a regulation that if you work for the government, you can never go to work for anybody you've ever regulated, because they do this all the time, and time after time after time, these people work for the government, and then they go to work for a big company, and basically they get fabulous salaries. Why? For services granted, and basically sort of like Bill Clinton. The Clinton Foundation has made almost $500 million since Bill Clinton left office, payment for services rendered. That's the way the system works, because power corrupts, and power corrupts absolutely everyone, and you must understand that. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned that they're poisoning our children? Will you help us get the information out that they're poisoning the children? They know what they're doing. Why do you think the incidence of brain cancer is going up, especially in children? But who could be so inhumane that want to hurt children, and yet they do it? And they even encourage diet drinks for children because we don't want them to get fat, knowing full well produces pathological obesity. Well, what are some of the other things that aspartame does? Certainly it plays a part in infertility, doesn't it? And certainly in convulsions and things of that sort.
Yes, one of the most terrible things that it does is that it causes birth defects and mental retardation. And it was always known. Dr. John Olney, who did the studies on aspartic acid, 40% of aspartame, tried to prevent approval for that reason, because it caused lesions in the brains of mice. And on www.mpwhi.com, you will actually see his 49-page report on how it will destroy the brains of our children, and how it's compounded with MSG. And he says that birth defects are a given. So you can get on the website and even see the autism chart from Dr. John Harrison showing since approval, you know, autism has just exploded. And in one of the movies, you know, there's a movie made, Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and then Sweet Remedy, they actually interview the ADD people who said that they didn't even use terms like ADD and ADHD before aspartame was approved. So all these problems that we see in children, they're medicated instead of educated. And, of course, the FDA has a list of 92 symptoms that causes seizures, MS, lupus. And you have to remember that aspartame damages the mitochondria so that it interacts with the drugs and the vaccines, and that it's an adjuvant and causes that's an immune stimulator and causes the same thing that adjuvants like squalene cause, ALS, autism, and, of course, the MS and lupus. These are known things. So it's and in fact, one of the studies they did on seven infant monkeys, seven had grand mal seizures, five had grand mal seizures, and one died. And they actually used that as a pivotal study in the approval of aspartame. And to make matters worse, it interacts with antidepressants. And last night, I sent you the aspartame awareness, the aspartame awareness article that people would have, and it goes into some of these things. And a man that was actually thought to die before the day was over, he was having six or eight seizures. Nobody could stop them, and that's because aspartame interacts with anti-seizure medication. There's a doctor here in Atlanta by the name of Dr. Sanchez, and he was telling me, he said, Betty, I had a patient, and we tried every single drug on the market to stop seizures. And then when she was in the hospital, I saw this case of Diet Coke, and she was drinking it all day. And I told her that was the problem, to get off of it. He said she literally went crazy, and we put her in a mental hospital. And, of course, that's probably the withdrawal symptoms. And, of course, it depletes serotonin, causing these psychiatric problems as well. And after 2 weeks, he said, we got her out. No more problems and no more seizures. But, you know, physicians all over the world don't know that. So they get a seizure patient, they turn around and give them anti-seizure medication, and it doesn't work, and they simply don't know what to do. Our Mission Possible Falkland Islands, his daughter had seizures for 18 years, and then he read one of my articles, got her off, and the seizures stopped. He said, just imagine that every night for 18 years, and that child, you know, was young at night, that she would have these seizures, and he had to stay up, and he never knew that aspartame was causing them, and that's just a crime, truly a crime against humanity.
I know, but they control the media, and because they control the media in large part, of course, the American people don't know. As they kept hammering away at this night after night, people would understand, and this is why we have Betty on from time to time, because we want at least our listeners to know that they're intentionally, maliciously, and viciously destroying the lives of children all across America, all across the world, and putting this into all sorts of the drinks, the chewing gum. Why would you put it in chewing gum? Is Smucker's still using this in their jams?
Well, they were used again, and we wrote them, and last I saw they had sucralose in there, which is Splenda, which is a chlorocarbon poison. And the bad thing about it, let's say somebody was using Smucker's with aspartame. Now they're using Smucker's with Splenda. Dr. Bowen pointed out, because of this chemical hypersensitization that aspartame causes, that if they go from aspartame to Splenda, they will maintain the reactions from aspartame and pick up those in Splenda. And we've seen those very cases. And then you have to warn everybody, you know, we got another problem, you know, unless you want to drink bleach, that they've taken the hydroxyls of sugar and exchanged them, you know, for chlorine. And so that's another problem. And then you've got a sulfine potassium, which caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And in these gums, they put all three. In 2004, somebody filed suit against Wrigley's, and they, of course, they got out of it. They're so powerful. And the reason was Dr. Roberts had written a report on that and how aspartame, because it's a drug, it's not an an additive, and it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain. And that has been sent to Wrigley's and sent. People have written to them from all over the world because they have, you know, sent me copies of their letters. And so after that, they turned around and put aspartame in almost all their gums except for two. And people don't always look at the ingredients, unfortunately. One man said he's Mission Possible, North Dakota. He was used to chewing Juicy Fruit, didn't know aspartame was in it, and he said he got so dizzy he almost ran off a cliff, and, you know, without knowing it. And it is the most serious product. Now they're blending it, you know, with the Splendor and the sulfine potassium. It's no wonder people are having such terrible reactions.
And the average individual has no idea, and you've got to learn to read the labels, and then you've got to learn that they lie. And they will call it not aspartame, but a natural flavoring, or hydrolyzed flavoring, and all these other things, that it's still the same poisonous product. And that's why you really need to get away from so many of these proprietary things. I know it's difficult to do, but we're going to have to get back to a simpler life, because if you go along with the system, you're going to do irreparable damage to your children and to yourself. And the birth defects, you end up with a child with a birth defect, and that child will plague you the rest of your life. And tragically, this is the situation that is developing. We have an explosion of all sorts of neurodevelopmental abnormalities in our children, and they're related, of course, not to just to the aspartame, but to the poisons, the metals they're putting in the vaccines. Oh, we're so concerned about the health of our children. That's why we want to give them the vaccines, knowing full well. And we have the CDC report, the so-called Simpsonwood report, that they tried to suppress because they were foolish enough to take notes. And the people were saying, well, we know it's going to damage the children. How can we keep that from the public? Why, if the public ever learned, they wouldn't trust us? And that's absolutely right. We shouldn't trust them, and we can't trust them at all. And
realize, Dr. Stan, I was reading the report, you know, people didn't want to take that H1N1 that caused so much problems. So this year they're putting it in the flu vaccine so that they wouldn't know. And, you know, Dr. Blaylock has exposed that to such a great extent. He said that if people take so many of the flu vaccines, they're more prone to Alzheimer's.
Sure.
And, yeah, it is really tragic because, you know, they can't get into school without the vaccines. And Dr. Roberts, he gets so upset. He says, used to, you know, you got two or three, you know, when we were young. And he says now they kids get over 24 before they go to school and they destroy their immune system.
Right, and because basically every time you take a vaccine, you produce inflammation in your brain. And
right.
Now they want to put actually three different types of influenza virus into the vaccine, and you have three infections that your whole immune system has to fight all at one time. Why would you do something that stupid unintentionally? They know what they're doing, this is one reason they have an explosion of the autoimmune diseases. Because they turn on the immune system, and it doesn't turn off. And then it continues, of course, attacking your body, whereas you produce artificial infections. Well, Betty, certainly, are we making progress? Certainly, have we been able to get any state to outlaw this product?
No, but it has gotten public awareness everywhere. You know, they've done it in the Philippines, and, you know, it was in the papers there, because they've been trying in the Philippines for years. And the only country I know that was successful is Romania, because it's a carcinogen. I think it was back in the early 90s that Romania banned it. But it's known everywhere, and people are not using it, which is why they changed the name. You know, Marisant went bankrupt, and this goes to show you the progress is they're getting where they can't sell it. Holland Sweetener was the largest maker in Europe, and they went out of business, and they said, well, you could, that another company there was making it, and Tosh in Japan, and both of these companies now no longer make it. So, yes, we're making great strides, and I consider it a success every time, you know, a life is saved. Like the man in this, I hope everybody will go to Rense, RENSE.com, because my webmaster has gone on vacation. I want to make sure they get the aspartame awareness flyer. It is up on Rense already, and it tells the story of this man, and, you know, that was supposed to die within the day and with the seizures. And my husband visited him only last week in Michigan because he had to go back. And here it is 15 years later, and he was saved by simply telling him, don't use NutraSweet, and he was having 6 or 8 seizures a day. His wife could have been a widow. And this is why we tell people, forward the material, you know, save life.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Betty Martini. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question. Betty, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your websites.
Okay, it's www.mpwhi.com. If you can't remember it, it stands for Mission Possible World Health International, and www.dorwhi.com, doorway with one O in the door. And you can get the Aspartame Awareness Weekend Flyer on rense.com, R-E-N-S-E. It was just put up. Or you can email me for the for it and the Aspartame Resource Guide, which in my email is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, M-1919, at mindspring.com, M-I-N-D-S-P-R-I-N-G.com.
All right, that's Betty M at mindspring.com or Betty M-19?
Betty M-19.
Betty M-19 at mindspring.com. Okay, if you're out there in the listening audience, maybe you don't believe it. Maybe you find it impossible to believe that the FDA would be intentionally poisoning the American people. Why aren't they there to protect us from salmonella-infected AIDS and eggs? And, certainly they're so concerned about the health of the people, or are they really concerned? Are there people there who have a vested interest in doing wicked things and destroying the lives of our children? Well, certainly, you know, there was the relationship to Parkinson's disease. And you remember there was a fellow named Michael Fox here. He was a television personality. At a very young age, about 40, why he developed Parkinson's disease. Well, he was the public relations man for Pepsi diet drink that was loaded with aspartame. Do you think he was drinking it, Betty?
Oh, Michael Fox here was Diet Pepsi spokesman, and he was very heavily addicted to it. We sent out a paper, Save the Fox, and he did get it. And, of course, not only does it precipitate Parkinson's, you know, and you remember Michael Fox says, how did I get an old age disease at the age of 30? Well, when you damage the mitochondria, it makes you old. That's why people on aspartame, many times their hair turns dark. Dr. Bowen said his turned from brown to gray in 6 weeks when he was using it, and hair falls out, and aspartame knows no age, and so people are getting these neurodegenerative diseases. And to make it worse, aspartame interacts, you know, with L-DOPA and all the Parkinson drugs. And this is how I originally found out about it. A friend was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I'd get near him, and his arms and legs would kick out. He had a hard time trying to form words, and he appeared to be dying. And my husband said, you know, find out why Dick's dying. And he couldn't remember. You know how it destroys memory. And it just happened that another doctor was visiting us, and he says, Betty, did you know how deadly aspartame is? You know, it converts into formaldehyde. And I said, well, I've heard about it. And but I haven't really researched it. And that was when I asked Dick if he was on it, and he said, yes, get off of it. And I tried to find the world expert, which is Dr. Roberts, and he said he's probably drinking a Diet Coke with his L-DOPA. And sure enough, that's what it was. And 4 days later, all those reactions stopped. And,
well,
you know, he could have died.
Who's calling in? Hey, who's calling?
Reactions.
Hello, do we have a caller?
Yeah, good morning. This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to write down Betty's site. I'm sorry the pen didn't work, but can you repeat that? It was MPHID or what?
My email? Oh, the website, MPWHI.com, Mission Possible World Health International, is what it stands for.
MPWHI.com. Okay, I got it, Betty. Thank you. Can you you've commented a little bit about, is it L-sulfamine? Is that how you pronounce it? That's in a lot of our food products.
Yes, sulfine potassium. And if you go to Rinse.com, you'll see the aspartame article for aspartame awareness, and it goes into that, what it caused in original studies, because people are prone to go from one poison to another. And there is something safe. There's just like sugar, which you can get in whole foods, which is just food. We've had that analyzed, and it has no additives in it. Just chicory, which has been used for 70 years to, you know, improve the health of diabetics, and orange peel. So there is something you can use.
Okay. Well, I kind of agree with Dr. Stan. You know, we just have to go back to eating naturally. We just can't eat this processed food anymore.
Unfortunately, you can't trust them, Jim, but you need to help us get the information out. Betty's at this for 19 years, and, you know, she could have retired and been living a good life. Instead, she's doing something so vitally important in saving lives. Anything else, Jim?
No, that's it, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Again, our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Betty, could you email me that awareness document, and we'll just post it up on our website.
I sent it to you last night.
Okay, fine. Well, I haven't gone through all my emails.
You have it in your email box. And I have to tell you, Dr. Stan, you know, many years ago, Dawn was going to show me the world, and we decided to do this. Well, on our 33rd wedding anniversary, we finally got to see the world. And I want you to know I was so pleased that as we went on a cruise, as we went from country to country, of ones that, you know, we don't get a lot of information to, that we might have a Mission Possible operation in, like Albania. Every time you mention it, they said, that's poison, that's poison. And everywhere, in fact, when I was in Venice, and just they call it aspartino or something like that, and they... So when I mentioned it, this woman started spitting. She was so upset at even hearing the word. So they know everywhere people are talking about it's poison. We don't use it. We know it's poison.
Well, I think it's so important. But if we could just get the people here in America to understand, the trouble is that our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested by the people who control the media, and the media is controlled by the people who are poisoning us. And until people understand that, you can't trust the media, and you've got to learn who you can trust. And any of us can make mistakes, but at least we're going to try to do the right thing. You can be sure the people who control the media are dedicated to doing the wrong thing. Anyway, of course, now, of course, basically, what about the relationship to things like multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis, so-called Lou Gehrig's disease? Does this tend to aggravate or even cause that in certain circumstances?
Yes. Actually, of course, you know, aspartame destroys the central nervous system. It's, I think if there's two things more prone, I mean, that people get are MS and lupus. You know, there was an email that made world news when I was...
Hold that thought, Betty. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. I mean, do you really believe that they would be putting this in chewing gum, knowing it will produce holes in the brains of children? They know what they're doing, and they really are going right ahead and doing it. And apparently Betty has contacted Wrigley's, and who puts out the gum, and so they simply added it to all of their other gums as well. Why would you do that if you had any human compassion or concern? So, Betty, is there any way to bring lawsuits against the people of the companies that use this, you know, without warning the people? Shouldn't they have a warning on the label warning people of the danger?
Well, they should. You know, back when they had that warning on saccharin, I told the FDA, I said, you know, why, since aspartame caused every kind of tumor and caused brain tumors, and you people have your own FDA toxicologist said that it violated the Delaney Amendment because of cancer in congressional hearings, you know, why don't you put a warning for that? Instead of putting a warning on that, they simply delisted saccharin. Problem about lawsuits, and of course someone did sue 14 of the large companies and racketeering charges against NutraSweet company back in 2004, but they were powerful, and they got out of all this. And it takes like tobacco attorneys that have millions of dollars, because it's like a third world war. I know an attorney took six cases of really serious cases, and they sent in their big guns, and he just didn't have the financial background. He said that, you know, that he dropped it because otherwise, if they got it dismissed, they couldn't refile. So there have been efforts and attorneys in New York taking cases on brain tumors. But and most cases are settled out of court. You know, that's the way that they do them, because the aspartame industry, they can't afford to have this history of fraud, you know, and the fact that the FDA wanted them indicted, you know, in court, or it's over. So it's just a matter of attorneys having enough backing to do it. I certainly wish they were. There's not a week that goes by that people don't write and say, isn't there some kind you know, where we can sue the manufacturer? But so far, not yet.
And unfortunately, I think
about
the FDA,
MS.
They wanted to actually, the government was going to actually bring some sort of a suit against the manufacturers. And what happened? They simply hired the government attorneys? What was that about?
Yeah, that was Sam Skinner and William Conlon. And the FDA asked for the indictment because of all this fraud. And both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team, the statute of limitations expired. And, of course, the Board of Inquiry, they still weren't going to let it on the market. They revoked the petition for approval, and you can find that on our website where the banners are. The first one is the Aspartame Information List where you can subscribe, and then you'll see the actual 50-page report where they revoked the petition for approval. So you can read all that. But then Don Rumsfeld got involved and called in his markers, which is in the congressional record, and Reagan helped him and wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything until he could get someone there to overrule the Board of Inquiry, which is what he did. And then they expunged this executive order from the records, which they're not supposed to do, which is illegal. But this is all in the movie. I think you have it for sale, Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and talking about MS that you wanted to know. You know, Corey Brackett is the one that produced it, and she was in a wheelchair for years. She could barely talk or walk, had one of the largest lesions ever found in an MS victim. And she found out about aspartame, walked out of her wheelchair. I remember when she was making that movie, when she called, and she said, a movie needs to be made about it. And I said, tell me about it. She said, honey, I own the film company. And so we set her up with the experts and all over the country, and she interviewed them and made a great movie. It has James Turner in it explaining exactly what Don Rumsfeld did. And
yeah,
8 months afterwards, her large lesion all but disappeared.
Yeah, we actually have both of the DVDs, Sweet Misery, Sweet Remedy. We think they're both excellent. They're available at Radio Liberty. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to know what's going on, and you need this to help to get this information out. If you care about children, get the parents involved. Let them understand, and let them understand that these people know exactly what they're doing. Now, was Ronald Reagan directly involved in this, or was it simply people who surrounded him?
No, Reagan was actually involved in this. In fact, when I met Jerome Bressler in Chicago, you know, a couple of years ago, when he said, look, Betty, there's nothing the FDA could do. This product was approved by the President of the United States. And interestingly, in one of the articles I was reading, you know, about what work Don Rumsfeld's markers, it seems that President Reagan had told Don Rumsfeld that he would nominate him for vice president, and instead he nominated Bush. And I don't know whether the story is correct in that article, but it says he couldn't find his telephone number. So Don Rumsfeld felt that Reagan owed him a favor, and Reagan paid. And the transition team, someone from them called Jerry Goyen, who would have signed the revoke petition into law and fired him at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we even have the letter from his wife confirming that on our website. And then he knew it would take 30 days to get Arthur Hull Hayes to the FDA. That's the reason that he wrote the executive order, so that in the meantime they would not be able to sign it into law. And when Arthur Hull Hayes got there, he overruled the Board of Inquiry and even allowed it in carbonated beverages in 1983. And that was even after the National Soft Drink Association, now called American Beverage, had protested to such an extent that it was even put in the congressional record, which we also have on one of the banners.
After one of those jelly beans that Ronald Reagan ate so many of, maybe they had aspartame in them. As you remember, he died.
He used it.
Betty, thanks so much. God bless.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning was Betty Martini talking about aspartame, a poison, and of course they use all sorts of other names for it. Oh my goodness, it's called natural flavoring or hydrolyzed protein or all sorts of things, so you won't know that they're poisoning you and your children. Well, we have the DVDs that Betty mentioned. One is Sweet Misery. The other is Sweet Remedy. We actually have 2-4 tape sets on aspartame. We have Dr. Blaylock's excellent book. It's called The Excitotoxins That Taste That Kills. Excitotoxins That Taste That Kills talks about MSG and aspartame. If you want to know how they conceal the names of aspartame, why we carry Russell's other excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Save Your Life. They have a section there that lists all the names that they use to deceive you. They may have added some new names, but certainly this is the major names that they have. It's all deceit and deception. They are poisoning the American people, and they know what they're doing. And there are people in the FDA who try to get the truth out. They've been blocked at every turn. We have the Bressler Report, B-R-E-S-S-L-E-R, the Bressler Report, a government report suppressed for a long period of time. You can perhaps pull it down off of Betty's website if you'd like, but we've actually put it together in a syllabus, and it's available through Radio Liberty. All of these things available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I do want to mention that we're about 45 days away from our all-day seminar. It's on the 17th of October. Looks like we're going to have a good turnout again this year. We've got excellent speakers. We're flying in from all across the country. Hope you can come. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We have to have reservations because we serve lunch, and we've always in the past had a good contingent from the Colorado area, and the people come and meet other people who are feel very strongly about the things that are going on. So we hope that you can come. If not, why tell others about it? October 17th, the Radio Liberty all-day seminar here on the North Shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Well, Sydney, we hope that if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you will, because it's seminal to understanding what is going on. There is a satanic movement in the world today. We have a book on satanic crimes. We have a 4-tape set on satanic crimes. There are these satanic groups. And, of course, things like the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. David Berkowitz, the son of Cam Keller, was a member of that. And, of course, there were a number of other people who helped him commit the crimes, and they've never been prosecuted. Why? Because they've infiltrated our police forces, They're working within the FBI, and the FBI will send out people all the time saying there is no satanic crime in America. And they're the same group that for years said there is no mafia. And of course, J. Edgar Hoover, because he was a homosexual, and suddenly the mafia knew that, and for that reason, why Hoover would not prosecute the mafia for fear that without him. But the Satanism permeates every aspect of our government. We have a great book called The Franklin Scandal about the pedophile network that began in Boys Town and went right into the White House itself. We live in an evil and fallen world. So pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.